Edit the Trends, Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams. Josh, now into Tuesday after the Sunday of Manchester City. Is it feeling better or worse?
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I'm still, my head's still in space. I went to Manchester yesterday literally to talk about Liverpool getting beat 3-0. I mean, these are the downsides of working in football content. You have to grin and bear it when you see him a battered.
So you went to Manchester? How were they? Was there a street parade?
No, I mean, it was the overlap, so it's a good vibe. Like, I mean, the lad who did it was good, and he's a Man United fan, so he's not a City fan, which makes it a little bit better, but it was bad. It was a bad game, man.
I think it's one of those where it's your heady brew of everything, where Liverpool aren't good enough and don't deserve anything from the game, but also I think ultimately in the round have hard lines.
Yeah, rather hard lines, I think.
And I'd rather not have the hard lines and just not be good enough. Mm. I don't really like having to talk about... there's a thing when Sky's doing a tick list of reasons why something would be given, if you know what I mean, or wouldn't be given all the way through. And the funniest thing about the tick list was just going, no, 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 no. anything else? And I think that was infuriating. Because we're going to come on and talk about this, really. You've always been very big on it, a low event sport. Well...
I'm also very low on referees. I hate talking about referees, but sometimes it's inevitable. Isn't it?
But it's a low event sport, and I'm arguing at the minute, at least this season, it's becoming a lower event sport of the main event, i.e. the goals. So yeah, I'm a little bit like, I've seen Liverpool teams, really good Liverpool teams, I always cite in 18-19, the worst performance of the season in loads of ways is the 3-1 win at Southampton. But one of the things that made the 3-1 win at Southampton so special was they were terrible for the first 10 minutes. A little bit better, but still terrible for the next 10 minutes. And from nowhere, Keita, of all people, gets ahead of just before half-time, and it goes 1-1. And then they're on the march again. And they're not even that good second half, but Salah nicks it. That's the idea. It's a low-event sport. Liverpool don't play well that day. But in key moments, an unlikely player, in terms of it being a header, comes up with the goods. I think it might even be Keita's first Liverpool goal. Salah runs the length of the pitch and scores to make it 2-1, and suddenly it feels like this team's incredible, it's going to win the league. And it doesn't quite win the league that season, but it does the year after. The point is we don't get to see the universe where Van Dijk's goal stands, and City are demoralised, and a bit like we played really well here and it's 1-1.